Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Fatal Flaw of Sin, Already in Progress.
I want to tell you, as we go here, I want to tell you a little bit about the kingdom. We are all a member of the kingdom of God. Most of us, most people, if you're like I was, and as I was raised up in a Baptist church, I never heard anybody teach on the kingdom. I didn't know I was a member of the kingdom. I mean, I'd read it, but in places in the Bible, but I didn't know what belonged to me. So I, as a good, I mean, normal Southern Baptist, I mean, I went to church every time the door was open. You know, I did pray over things, but I really didn't pray in faith. I never used the Word of God to pray. I just prayed, Lord, if it be your will. I prayed a lot of those, but I didn't see much results. And so finally, one day, I began to get a hold of the fact that this business about a kingdom. And then one day when I read over there in Matthew where he says, now, well, first of all, in Luke, he told me, he said, my children, it gives me great pleasure to give to you the kingdom. Okay, now the kingdom is only given to those of us that are his children. So that's why you have to know who you are in Christ, that you're a child of God. And if you know beyond a shadow of a doubt you are a child of God, then the kingdom belongs to you. Well, it's nice that the kingdom belongs to you, but if you don't have the keys to it, you can't get in it. And that's where most of us live. Most of us live outside of the kingdom of God because we don't know how it works. So to give you a little example of that does not pertain to healing at all, but it's one of the principles, and this is the way the keys to the kingdom work. I know I'm a child of God. I know I have the keys to the kingdom because I've read and studied the promises of God. So the other day, my son, which is about 40 years old, he came to me and he said, Dad, I'm fixing to take Preston, which is 12 years old, his son. We're going down to the farm and we're going to go for Preston's first deer hunt. I said, well, great. I said, son, we want to make sure he gets a deer. He said, well, we're going to go down that afternoon, during the day, we'll be there that afternoon and before dark, and so we're going to hope that we can get a deer that afternoon before dark, and then the next morning we're going to be out there before daylight, and then before after the sun comes up, you know, we want to get another one. And I said, well, that's no problem. I said, son, we're children of the king, and he's given us the kingdom, and he's given us the keys to the kingdom. So I said, in Matthew 18:19, this is one of the keys to the kingdom. Does anybody know what Matthew 18:19? Scott, he can't answer this because this is one of his favorite verses. But if you don't know what this key is, this key is a fantastic key that fits in the kingdom. And it says, what does it say? Okay, if two of us on earth agree about what? Anything, maybe it'll be done for us?
No, it shall be done.
It shall be done. That's a promise from our God to us, his children, which know we have the kingdom and the keys to the kingdom. So if I'm a child of God, and all of God's promises are yes and amen. He never says no to his obedient children. He always says yes. The scripture clearly says that God always says yes to his obedient children. He never says no. So if my son and his son are fixing to go on a deer hunt, then I have the kingdom and we're in the kingdom and I have the keys to the kingdom, then I should ask a question or make a statement like this. Well, son, as you and Preston go hunting, I'm going to ask the Lord, according to his word, to bring a perfect little buck out the first afternoon when you get there so that before dark he will get his first deer. It says if two of us agree about anything, it's done. Are we using the keys to the kingdom? Yes. And so we do that. And then I said, now then, the next morning, Lord, they're going to want to go back out there because they just got one day down, and then the afternoon they need to come back the next day. So I said, the next morning, as they go out early and get in the blind or wherever, ask you to bring a nice fat deer back right by them where he can get a second one so they can take it over and put it in the locker plant before they leave so they can come back home and be back home before dark. Father, I thank you for giving me the kingdom and the keys to the kingdom. Now it's done. I said, son, I guarantee y'all will get two deer, a buck and a doe. When he come back, guess what they got? They got a buck and a doe. Now then, somebody says they were lucky. No. There's no luck to this. This is using the kingdom and the keys to the kingdom, and you have this privilege. Now then, this works the same way for healing. I told you this principle because this principle that we just talked about, this will work for anything. I mean, if you need a job, if two of you agree, if you're a child of the King, if you know you're a child of the King, and you know you have repented of all your sin, and you need a job, can you take the key, that key? Now, there's several keys. You can go all through the Word of God, and you can find lots of keys. And we're going to talk about several of these keys today for healing. But those keys are there for you. But if you're like I was when I was younger, I didn't know I had to use the key to get into the kingdom. I thought I could just pray like, Father, I know in the name of Jesus I'm supposed to ask so-and-so. Now, Lord, if it be your will you do this for me? Well, now, the very minute that I quoted, if it be your will, that means I don't know what the key is if it's the kingdom. And so I can't make it work. So it doesn't work. And so you pray. I prayed a lot for a lot of people for a long time, and I saw zero results. Zero. You know, I mean, I was a Baptist deacon. You know, I mean, man, I went out and I did pray for people, but I never saw God answer none of my prayers. I didn't know how to make the keys to the kingdom work. But when I learned, and I'll tell you another one of these wonderful stories here about a wonderful thing that happened to a young boy. When I started teaching the principles of the kingdom in my Sunday school class at the Baptist church, I had some people that, where I used to have a little bit of intermingling in the discussion, all of a sudden they all became seriously silent. I mean, you know, when you start teaching a group of Baptists the principles of the kingdom, they ain't never heard this. They don't have a clue how it works. And so they were just silent. And then finally one day, one of the couples asked me, said, Thurman, where did you learn this stuff? I said, well, let me ask you a question. Is everything I'm teaching you, is it in the Bible? Well, yes, it is. I said, well, that's where I learned it, reading the Bible. I said, I used to read the Bible and I didn't read it literally, that it means exactly what it says. But now then, I begin to realize that I never saw God answer a prayer. And if I want to see him answer a prayer, I have to pray according to the Word. And so one of the girls come to me and she says, sir, I have been going to church for a long time. I have been a Baptist for a long time. I have never seen a miracle or healing in my life. And I said, welcome to the group. That's where I live most of my life too. But she said, you're showing us things that God said, if these promises that God wrote in here are yes and amen every time, then that means we can ask him for things and he'll do them for us. I said, yes, ma'am, that's exactly the way it works. She said, well, my mother is going in this week to have a camera of some kind run down in her stomach to see how bad the ulcers are in her stomach so they'll know how extensive the surgery is going to have to be they're going to have to do next week. I believe that if you and me take Matthew 18:19, that prayer of agreement, and you and I will pray for my mother, I believe God will heal my mother and she won't have to have surgery. Woo! All of a sudden, this girl stepped off a deep end. For a Baptist, she stepped way off the deep end. But I told her, I said, you know, that's what the Bible says. So I said, let's me and you agree. So we knelt down right there in the Sunday school class, sat down in a couple of chairs, pulled our chairs up there, and we opened the Bible and read those scriptures. And I told her, I said, well, this is the promises that God said. If two of us on earth agree about anything, it'll work. So she said, looked at it, I don't know how I've been in a Bible study class all these years and haven't seen some of these things. But she said, that is in the Bible. I said, yes, ma'am. I said, so Father, in Jesus' name, you said we could ask for anything. Did he say for me to ask if it'd be his will? No, he didn't say that, did he? No, you don't ever go to God on something like this that where you want healing and say, Lord, if it be your will. Because if you don't know what his will is, you're going to have trouble getting him to answer. The key is not going to fit the kingdom very well. So anyway, we knew the will of God was healing. I'd already established that fact with her. So we took that Matthew 18:19 and we asked the Father in Jesus' name to do a complete repair of her mother's stomach, fix it and make it brand new, make everything in there perfect, and there'd be no problems of any kind with anything wrong with her stomach, but the stomach would be perfect in Jesus' name. Now then, does that sound like we called upon God to do what he said?
Yes.
He said we could ask for what?
Anything.
So does that include anything? Would that be part of this?
Yes.
And he said do all things with thanksgiving. So we thanked him for doing it. Lord, we thank you and praise you that for the key that you give us to the kingdom, so we can put the key in and turn it and we can pray and her mother will be completely healed, so she don't have to have surgery at all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now then, there is another key that you have to know to make this work, because so much of the time when we pray, there's a little critter. Some of you may know who he is, some of you may not know who he is, but this little critter, when you pray that kind of prayer, he'll come up and perch on your shoulder and say, that ain't going to work for you. You know, God's never going to do nothing nice for an old boy like you. Mm-hmm. You know who that little critter is?
Oh, yeah.
You know him, huh?
Oh, yes.
How many of you have experienced that little critter? I think all of you probably have. We know who he is. He's the devil or one of his demons, Satan's demons. But see, when you realize you have all power and all authority over him, you can tell him, and he has to be subject to you, you can tell him where to go. But if you don't tell him where to go, he'll sit right there on your shoulder. And he will continue to get you. He'll be whispering in your ear, but it ain't going to work for you. It ain't going to work for you.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Fatal Flaw of Sin, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.